the word of God. Amen. I honor our pastor in his absence. Amen. Pastor James D. Brinkley Jr. Amen. Lady Trina Brinkley. Amen. They allowed me to come. Amen. I don't come without permission. They allowed me to come. And we bless God for them. St. Mark chapter 10. Amen. Who is the young lady that called me, Sister Angela? Is she here? God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. Thank you. God bless you. St. Mark chapter 10. We're going to start at the 46th verse. And put your finger on Hebrews 11 and 1. Thank you, Lord. Everybody have it? St. Mark chapter 10. Verse 46, and it reads, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. Go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. The word of the Lord is blessed. You may have your seats. Amen. Amen. We want to speak from a subject for just a few moments. Position yourself for the blessing. Position yourself for the blessing. I asked the Lord for a word for this house. And he told me to tell Greater Grace Ministries, position yourself for the blessing. I don't know what you all are asking God for corporately, huh? But God said, position yourselves for the blessing. Well, I said, Lord, there's many positions. What position should I tell them to get in? He said, tell them to get in the faith position. Huh? He said, tell them to get in the faith position. That's the word for the house. Get in the faith position. Well, Evangelist Lassiter, why do you say that? Because in this day and time that we live in, I'm convinced that the enemy is trying to undermine the people of God. He's trying to challenge our faith. And he's trying to convince us that the promises that God has given to us, that he's not going to keep them. So in essence, what he's saying is that God is a liar. But I came to serve notice on the devil. God is not a liar. Oh, my. But he is a liar. And the Bible says that he is the father of lies. There's no truth in him at all. Huh? He can't tell the truth if he tried. He always has been a liar. And he always will be a liar. But he wants to make God look bad. But Titus 1 and 2 tells us that God cannot lie. Can I say it again? I said God cannot lie.
Numbers 23 and 19. God is not a man that he should lie. You know, we could stop and dance right there for 60 minutes off the fact that God is not a man. Huh? Man has frailties. Man has faults and failures. Man falls short. But God is not a man. And he won't lie. Neither is he the son of man. He will not repent. God don't change his mind like we change our mind, y'all. Hallelujah. The Bible declares he is the same yesterday. Y'all know the word up in here. Hey, today and forevermore. If he says it, if God says it, y'all, he's got to do it. He's obligated to keep his word. Oh, glory to God. And those lights up there, to me, they look blue. But if God says they're red, at the sound of his voice, they'll become red. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Why? Because he can't lie. Satan. So whatever he says, it becomes. Hello. Glory. My. Glory. But what we must understand, what we must understand is that even if God doesn't respond in our time, he's still on time. Huh? Because the enemy will get in your ear and he'll start talking to you and he'll tell you, you know, you've been waiting for that blessing for 5 years. You've been waiting for 10 years. You've been waiting for 20 years and you haven't gotten it yet. He'll talk to you, y'all. But you got to remember what Abraham and Sarah went through. God promised them a son and they waited 25 years for that son. But if God speaks it, I came to tell you, he's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah, glory. He's infinite. Which means he's not limited by time. Huh? God is not limited by time. We can't control him with our clocks. We can't control him with our schedules and our calendars. Huh? Glory to God. We can't constrain him and restrain him by our time clocks because he's infinite. He works by his own will and on his own time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't pinpoint him. Hallelujah. You just got to trust him. That's where our faith kicks in. You got to believe. Hallelujah. When he makes a promise, he's going to keep the promise. But most of the time, between the promise and the manifestation of the promise, there's a period in between. It's called waiting. And that's when your faith got to kick in while you're waiting on God. Hallelujah. And that's where we mess up a lot of times. We don't like to wait on God. We live in a society where we want everything instantly. Microwave this and microwave that. But sometimes you got to wait on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you learn how to wait, God will show up. He'll show off and he'll show out. But you got to learn how to wait on him. Hallelujah. Oh, you ought to clap your hands if you believe it. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. So God is saying, I've given you a promise. Huh? He said, I've given it to you. Now what I need you to do is position yourself. Huh? Stay right there. I don't care what the enemy says to you. I don't care how much it tells you, you're not going to get it. I don't care how much it tells you that the promise is not going to be fulfilled. Stay right there and trust God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, position yourselves in faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Evangelist Lassiter, what is faith? I know for years we've been asking folk, what's the definition of faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's bigger than that, y'all. It's bigger than that. Hallelujah. The writer here is not just giving us a definition of faith, but he wants us to know that faith has power, y'all. He's making a declaration. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because faith is so important in the life of the believer. It's so important. If you don't have faith, there's nothing that you can get from God. You have to have faith. Habakkuk 2 and 4 says that the just shall live by faith. Y'all, that's what we need day after day after day after day. We can't live without faith. Hallelujah. We got to have it. The just, the just, the just. The just is that righteous person. Hallelujah. That person whose behavior, hallelujah, and whose personality is acceptable to God. Can I say that again? You can't live in a kind of way. Huh? I'm going to say it again. The just is that righteous person whose personality and whose behavior are acceptable before God. Hallelujah. The just shall live. Live means to be, to think, to speak, to act. You can't say I'm trusting God, but you're talking defeat. You can't say I'm trusting God, but you're talking doubt. Huh? When you're trusting God, when you're waiting in faith, when you're believing, you have to talk faith. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're expecting God to move. Hallelujah. So we got to stand in faith. Hallelujah. And we got to talk faith, y'all. Hallelujah. And faith is confidence in God. Huh? Anybody got any confidence in God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Confidence. God, I trust you. I don't care what my situation looks like.
That's right.
I'm trusting you. I don't care what the doctor says. God, I'm trusting in you. I know what your word says. So I'm trusting in you. Hallelujah. And that's the attitude that we have to have. So the writer says, hallelujah. Faith. Now faith. Hallelujah. It's the substance. The English word substance comes from the Greek word hypostasis. It means to stand under. Huh? It's equivalent to a foundation. Huh? What does a foundation do? It supports. Hallelujah. Whatever is built on top of it. A foundation supports it. Hallelujah. Under this carpet here, there's a foundation. And you can't see it, but it's there. The fact that the building is not lopsided. The fact that the building is not warped. The fact that this building, you don't see cracks all in this carpet, is a good indication that the foundation is secure. That's the same way faith is. You don't see it, but you know it's there. Because faith will get up under you. When you want to fall, it won't let you fall. When you want to let go, it won't let you go. I said faith will undergird you. So hallelujah, when the enemy starts throwing his forward dots, hallelujah, we can stand in faith knowing that God is going to take care of us. Oh, if you believe it, you ought to clap your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes when you want to stop, faith won't let you stop. Hallelujah. I say it's a supporter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the hellhounds are raging, if you stand in faith, glory to God, the Lord will bring you through. If you stand in faith, he'll bring you out. But you can't doubt. You got to trust God. Hey, stay in position and trust God. Hallelujah. And wait on him to work it out. Hallelujah. He won't even let you crumble under pressure. Hey, glory. Other folks blowing their brains out. God won't let you blow your brains out. He won't let you lose your mind if you stay planted in position in faith. God's got to work for you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, glory. God said position yourself for the blessing, whatever you're asking for him. Whatever you're asking of him, hallelujah, know that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, according to the power. Where does it work in? It works in us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The beginning of our faith is to believe in the character of God. The Bible declares that he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You got to believe that God is God. You got to believe in his character. A person's character deals with their reputation. Hallelujah. God is holy. God is righteous. God is divine. 1 John 1:5 says God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. There's no faults, no failures. Huh? No sin in God, no defects, no spots, no blemishes in God. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe his character. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is. We're not believing any other God. We're not believing Muhammad. We're not believing futures. We're not believing sun, yon, moon. We're believing the one and the only true God. Hallelujah. Believe in his character. You got to believe that he's the only true God. Nobody else. Many imitators. But he's the only one. Glory to God. That's the beginning of our faith, to believe his character. The ending of our faith is to believe his promises. You got to believe that what he says is true. You got to believe that what he says, he will do. How many of us believe that God is a promise keeper? I mean, don't fool me, y'all. Do you really believe it? Do you really believe it? Glory to God. You know, even in the natural, your word is no good if you can't keep your word. You're no good. Your reputation is no good if you can't keep your word. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that God will keep his word. God has never lied, never will lie. Hallelujah. Glory. If he told you, he's going to do it. Wait on him. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because he has a reputation to uphold. Holy is his name. Hallowed be thy name. That means holy. Can't lie, won't lie. Glory to God. A whole lot of people we can't depend on. A whole lot of people has told us some untruths. Told us some things that they were going to do for us and didn't do it. Made us some promises and didn't keep them. But that's not God. Everything God says is true. Every promise God will keep. Hallelujah. Get in a position for your blessing. Trust God. Stay in faith. Stay in the word of God. Take him at his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 40 and 8 says that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God shall stand forever. Before one jot or one tittle of God's word would fail, heaven and earth has got to pass away. A jot or a tittle, that's the smallest, that's a point of the smallest letter, in the Hebrew letters. The smallest is equivalent to a little dot. If that much of God's word fail, heaven and earth has to crumble. Glory to God. I'm trying to tell you that you can depend on the word of God. Whatever promise he's made to you, you can take it to the bank. You can cash it in just like you cash a check. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. True faith is believing that God will fulfill his promise even though you don't see it materialize. Even though you don't get it right away. True faith says, I believe. So in other words, you got to act like you got it when you don't have it. Can I say that again? You got to act like you got it even though you don't have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, when we truly, truly, truly believe the word of God and believe the promises of God, we'll praise him in advance. Glory to God. I say we will give him an advance praise. Hallelujah. Anybody waiting on anything? Can you take 30 seconds? Can you take 30 seconds and say, God, because I believe you, I'm going to give you an advance praise. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, I don't have to get it in my hand. Before I praise you. I've been asking you for a job and I haven't got the phone call yet. But because I believe that you're going to give it to me, I give you an advance praise. Hey, glory to God. My son, my daughter is on drugs and they haven't been delivered yet. But because I know you're going to do it, I praise you in advance. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. That's true faith. That's true faith. So he says faith is a substance of things hoped for. Something that you can stand on. Hey, glory. When everything is shaking around you. When the winds of life get to blowing. Hey, glory. You can stand. Hallelujah. Trusting and believing in God. Glory. And you may bend. You might bend a little bit. You might wave back and forth. Hallelujah. Because trusting and waiting is not easy, y'all. Hallelujah. You might wave a little bit. But God knows you won't break. Glory. Hallelujah. You won't break. No, because faith gonna get up under you. Glory. It's gonna support you. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance. And then he says, faith is the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. Evidence is the convincing proof. It's what gives us total assurance. In a court of law, they present evidence. Evidence. And usually in court, it's something that you can see. It's something that you can touch. It's something you can hear. It's an eyewitness testimony. That's how natural faith is. You got to touch it before you believe that it's real. You got to see it before you believe it's real. God said, I don't want you to have that kind of faith. I want you to have the kind of faith that you can believe without seeing. Thomas said, I won't believe that he's alive until I see him. I won't believe that he's alive until I can take my fingers and touch his nail prints. Until I can take my fingers and put it in his side. He said, I won't believe. But Jesus said, blessed are thou that have not seen and yet believe. You got to put some eyes on your faith. This is what you got to do to faith. Hey, glory. You got to put some eyes. Hey, glory. On your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You got to see it when you don't see it. Glory to God. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that he was sitting beside the highway. He positioned himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, this was a familiar place for Bartimaeus. Because what they would do in that day, they would take the blind and they would take the halt and they would take the lame and they would sit them outside the city gates. Why? Because they were considered outcasts. Hallelujah. So this was a familiar place for Bartimaeus. But hallelujah, on a normal day, y'all, he was sitting out there begging for alms from men, begging for money from men. But on this particular day, somebody told Bartimaeus that Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want you to know that Bartimaeus was in the right place at the right time to get his right now blessing. Can I say it again? I said he was in the right place at the right time to get his right now blessing. They said, Bartimaeus, Jesus is coming. And Bartimaeus got to hollering and screaming. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they said, shut up, boy. Shut up. Quiet down. And the Bible says that he began to cry even the more. He turned it up. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. If I could use my imagination, Bartimaeus said, you don't know what I've been through. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. You don't know what I'm up against. You can't tell me to be quiet. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to get in your secret closet and you got to cry, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And I want you to know that the Bible declares that God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name that's above every name, that at the name Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the earth. And every tongue's got to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Bartimaeus said, Jesus, I dare you to call his name. Jesus, I dare you to mean it. Jesus, thy Son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. And he called him until he got God's attention, until he got Christ's attention. And then Jesus told him, he said, tell him I said, come here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when they told Bartimaeus that Jesus was calling him, when Bartimaeus, stand right here, Bartimaeus took off that coat and he threw that coat. Hey, glory. Listen, I need to tell you, Bartimaeus had what you call a beggar's garment. Hallelujah. That garment was given to him by the government. It gave him permission to stand out there and ask for money. Hallelujah. But when Jesus called for Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus said, I won't be needing this no more. Hey, glory. I won't have to beg no more. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bartimaeus, his faith had kicked in, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bartimaeus' faith had kicked in. I'm talking about even before God, Christ had given him his eyesight, his faith kicked in, and he threw off that beggar's garment. The Bible said, I'm going to give you a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That garment had to be heavy sometimes. That garment had to weigh him down sometimes, because some days he left there with nothing. Some days he went away empty, although he begged all day long. Some days he left with nothing. And Bartimaeus got so happy, he said, I ain't gonna need that no more. Woo! Sometimes you gotta call him until you get his attention. Sometimes we give up too soon. Huh? We give in too soon. We let go too soon. Huh? Just because you ask him once, ask again. Hallelujah. If you need to ask again, ask again. Huh? Bartimaeus called more than one time. He called until he got Jesus' attention. Hallelujah. What I like about it, is this. Hallelujah. The nation of Israel, hallelujah, had been waiting on the Messiah. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. They had been waiting for that promised Messiah to show up. Hallelujah. And when Jesus showed up, they didn't receive him. But Bartimaeus, huh, having eyes and could not even see, huh, they just told him. All he heard was a word, y'all. He heard the word that Jesus is coming back. Huh? And he received that word. Hallelujah. And he acted on the word. Sometimes you got to see before you see it. Hey, glory. Glory to God. And that's what faith is. You don't always see it through natural eyes. You got to see it through the spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. As I first said, you got to put some eyes on it. Hallelujah. And even though I don't have it yet, you got to say, I know I'm going to get it. Because I got a promise from God. I know I'm going to get it. Because God said I have it. Faith says I believe it. And because I believe it, I can see it. And because I can see it, hallelujah, I can say it. Hey, glory. I told you before, when you're standing in faith, you got to see it and you got to say it. You got to say it, Julius, before you see it. I said you got to say it before you see it. In faith, you can be sick, but you will say, I'm healed. You will say, I'm delivered. You can be bound, but in faith, you got to say, I'm free. And he that the Son set free is free indeed. In faith, you got to say, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves me. In faith, you can be broke on top of broke, but you got to say that I'm rich. In faith, you may not have no job. You may be unemployed, but you got to say the job is mine. In faith, you got to say my supervisor has been acting crazy and I know I deserve the promotion. Faith says the promotion is mine. Faith says I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it because God says I can have it. You got to say I'm blessed in the city. Say I'm blessed in the field. Say I'm blessed when I come and when I go. Say I'm blessed when I sit down. Say I'm blessed when I rise up. You got to say it out of your mouth. In saying it, that's an indication that you believe it. Come on, put your hands together. Woo. Faith, position yourself for the blessing. Position yourself. Position yourself. Position yourself. Position yourself. Position yourself. Stay planted in faith. Stay planted in faith. I don't care what the economy looks like. We will not participate in no recession. Hallelujah. Because the faith of God is going to get me everything I need. Hallelujah. Oh, position yourself. Position your faith. I just came to encourage the saints. This is not the time for giving up. This is not the time for throwing in a towel. This is not the time for getting upset talking about I'm going to leave the church. It ain't the time. It's not the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it is a time for the saints. I believe that. It's a time for the saints. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season. In due season. Lord, due means to get what rightfully belongs to you. A season is just a special period of time. I want you to know, Greater Grace Ministry, that at that special period of time, you're going to get everything that God says belongs to you. But you got to hold on. Oh, you got to position yourself. In faith. It's your faith that's going to release the blessing. God is not moved by our tears. As wonderful as they are, the Bible says he takes our tears and he bottles them up. But he ain't moved by that, y'all. He ain't moved by your attitude. Well, Lord, I've been waiting on you all the time. You need to hurry up, come on. That don't move God. But it's our faith that will move God. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. Hallelujah. But those that come to God, you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. A rewarder. A reward awards, y'all. A reward awards. A reward of rewards. A reward of rewards. A reward of rewards. Somebody better get this. A reward of rewards. A reward of rewards. That means you're gonna get it. If you can just hang in there. Hey. Don't give up on God. Don't you dare. No matter how much the enemy gets in your ears. You've been waiting too long, girl. You've been waiting too long, boy. God has forgotten about you. No, he has not. Stay in the faith position. In the position where you can get your blessing. Hallelujah. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. He didn't move. And he didn't be quiet. No matter how much they told him to be quiet. No. This is the day for my blessing. Anybody come to get a blessing today? Come on, stand to your feet. Come on and stand to your feet. If you know that God has a blessing for you, if you have heard this word and you believe the word of God, and you know that God has made you some promises, I'm talking about what God has told you. I've already told you in the word, you can depend on him. You can believe him. I just need to know, can you thank him for it? Can you thank him for it? Can you thank him for it?